Hong Kong training visas are a bit of an interesting animal in so much as the immigration department are generally liberal when it comes to granting these types of visas for short-term training in Hong Kong. The normal processing time is usually sort of 6 to 8 weeks. So given that you've now got a 7-week experience under your belt, I guess it can be a little bit frustrating. But bear in mind that the Immigration Department are looking at your situation, probably scratching their heads in relation to two particular phenomena. The first is because you're a PRC national resident in Germany, and the nature of your residence visas in permissions for Germany don't make you a permanent resident there. They appear to make you a temporary resident. Now, not a great deal ultimately turns on the approval for your training visa, predicated on the nature of your immigration status in Germany. But it does mean the Immigration Department are probably thinking long and hard about exactly which box to tick insofar as how you qualify, whether you qualify as a permanent resident overseas, whether you qualify under what's known as a 1-year rule, or a PRC national has been a continuous resident outside of China for 1 year immediately prior to submitting the application. And both of those two foreign national immigration statuses allow you to be considered under the general employment policy for a training visa rather than under one of the other arrangements for PRC nationals who come to Hong Kong directly from the mainland for training. So that probably is adding a little bit of time to the mix. The other thing that's probably impacting is the length of training that you're anticipating to be receiving. The absolute maximum time frame that the Immigration Department grant for a period of training in Hong Kong is 12 months. So you are asking for the world in this regard. So it's hardly surprising that the Immigration Department are poring over the nature of your plan, their training plan that is, and exactly how the 12 months that you're expecting to spend in Hong Kong will be configured. So for all practical purposes, where you are now doesn't appear to be unusual in of itself. I mean, I've just recently had a training visa application that actually came on the back of a refusal for an employment visa, and this was an alternate scenario, the training scenario, which was put forward as an alternate to the employment visa that, as I say, was refused, and that took I think 11 weeks altogether. So it's not unusual for these things to take some time. And the overall approvability test for a training visa in any event boils down to the bona fides of the sponsoring entity, which is providing the entertaining, and whether the training can be provided in your home country or not. And as I've mentioned, the scope and length of the training, it needs to be reasonable in all the circumstances. And supporting that, of course, is the training plan, which is an integral part of any training visa application. And that involves a detailed schedule of training, which breaks down the exact activities which will go to make up the training plan. And it should, at the very least, include such things as the topics to be covered, the location of the training, the number of hours of training each week, each day, the details of who's going to be delivering the training, and the department, in your case, in the insurance company that's involved, and all of that good stuff. So the more information that you can provide in the makeup of this training plan, the better. And usually, if it's a very comprehensive training plan, the Immigration Department are going to take some time to assess it. So the final message is, even though the Immigration Department might say on their website that normal consideration timeframes are 4 weeks, the reality is you're probably looking at something like a 10 to a 12-week application consideration timeline.